just the way that the defense just continues to perform back-to-back shutouts, but also limiting shots. Just what continues to work so well in that area for your team?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I think shutouts are really a team. It's a team stat. I think the guys defended so well tonight and last night as well, and I think it's been really positive for the group. I think the penalty kill has been really good, and just all those details that we're focusing on, in our own end, I think they're paying off right now. It's important for us to keep building there.
And even you guys aren't playing maybe you're like perfect by any stretch, but you're still seeing the results. Just how encouraging is that, knowing that you guys can still get better at this point?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting for us. I think every day there's things that we could improve on, and we're coming in and watching them and trying to learn. And I think it's just that hunger that we have as a group to continue getting better. And I think there's been a lot of positive steps, but there's still a lot more to take.
There's still like a little element that you wish you were still playing, knowing how much of a role you guys are on?
Maybe a little bit, but I mean, this, that's how the schedule is. The break, I think it'll be good for, to get some rest for guys, and for Z and Elvis, going to be super exciting to be in the Olympics. So, whatever the situation is, it's our job to be prepared. And when the break ends, it's our job to be ready to go and keep playing well.
You guys have been played for Rick for 10, 11 games now. Is that enough to kind of figure out what exactly he wants from you guys and how he wants you to play?
Yeah, I think he does a great job of communicating with the group. I think it's, right from when he came here, it's really clear about what he wants our game to look like in every area of the ice. And I think it goes a long way for the group. I think, we can communicate with each other and keep guys accountable. And I think it's just been really positive for us. And he just does a great job communicating with the guys. So.
Yeah. I mean, you guys, did what you could in the defensive zone under Dean as well, so I'm not trying to go there.
Yeah.
But it just seems like, recently that has picked up even more. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed that as well as far as back-checking, guys taking sticks away, clearing rebounds. Are you noticing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think it's, those details that you spoke about is something that, Bones really harps on. I think the guys have done a good job, responding to that and answering the challenge that he's brought to us. And I think it's been, it showed in the performances and the results. And I still think, and I think all the guys think, there's still a lot for us to grow. I think there are a lot of areas we can still get better at, and we're still learning from and trying to work on every day. So I think there's still a lot of work for us to grow.
Maybe an easy question or a simple one, but how much does that help a goalie?
Yeah, I think, I think when the guys are defending well and the special teams are good like they have been, I think it makes goalie's job a lot simpler. So it's been really positive, and we're really fortunate that way.
When Rick came in, could you have imagined going into the Olympic break being only two out of the playoff spot?
I guess, I wasn't really necessarily thinking about it so much, predicting or knowing what the situation was going to be. But I think one thing with this group is I think we've always believed in ourselves and believed in each other. So I think, we felt, regardless of who the coach was, I think we felt that we weren't that far out of it. Regardless of where we were, at any point in the standings, I think we felt good about the group that we had. And I think it's been, a really positive stretch for us. I think Bones has been doing a great job with the group, and the guys have been responding. And I think it's really just about continuing to build and continuing to push. I mean, we're happy in a sense with the progress we've made, but there's still a lot more work to do.
Thank you, Chad.